Of Artificer Creation.
Welcome to episode 149 of the Let's Talk Photography podcast. I'm your host, Bart Buschotz, and this is the show for February 2026. Sometimes the show ideas come from the simplest realizations. In this case, that I need to remember that the sliders in the Photos app go both ways. My typical style is quite punchy, strong contrast, colors and textures, and that means that my editing process almost always involves adding more. So I'm almost always moving those sliders in the Photos app to the right. Even if I back off something suggested by the auto button, I generally speaking don't do more than back it off, maybe down to zero. But at the end of my edit, when I look at where all my sliders are, they're all zero or to the right. And I like the look I've evolved over the years. You know, not just because the algorithms like it, because I really don't care about the algorithms. I don't really do that. You know, I post it on social media, and if anyone would care to follow, good for them. But I don't do it because I want to get followers or anything. So, you know, that's fine. The reason I edit my shots the way I do is because that's kind of what I like. So what's the problem? Well, I've been trying to expand a little bit in recent years beyond my typical style. So I'm not trying to replace what I do because my photographs are very me. But I do want to broaden my palette a bit, expand what I do, add some more variety into the mix. And, you know, I don't know if that thought is the reason I was inspired to do the yearly challenges, and I'm now my third one. Or if doing the challenges has inspired me to be more open. I'm not sure which is the chicken or which is the egg there, but either way, it's definitely all part of the same overall, you know, feeling I have at the moment. So, you know, same context. So with all of that in mind, so I'm trying to do more, and I was editing a shot, and it just sort of occurred to me out of the blue. Oh, wait. The sliders go the other way too. And, you know, the specifics of my realization are very me. But I don't think I'm the only person who has fallen into a habit where I open the Photos app and I know what I normally do. And so I start to do it without really thinking about it. Oh yeah, a little bit more vibrancy, a little bit more detail, a little bit more definition, a little bit more contrast. I mean, that's just what I do, and I really like the outcome most of the time. But as I was editing a shot and it wasn't quite working out, I was like, hang on a second. What if I do the opposite? What if I do less? And so for you, maybe you usually back off, and for you, what you need to remember is to go the other way. But whatever it is you normally do, I would suggest remembering that you can do the opposite from time to time. And you may find it very rewarding. So the trigger for me was a photo that I've linked in the show notes at les-talk.ie. Recently published it to Glass. And it's a photo of the Royal Canal on a very serene winter morning. I was literally walking to do the weekend shopping, crossing over the bridge over the canal. And it was just mirror smooth and perfect. It had been pretty bad weather for all week, really, and has continued to be so. But this morning, it wasn't raining, there was no wind, and it was overcast and wintry low sun. So the colours were all very muted, everything was feeling very tranquil, the canal was almost like a mirror, the tiniest little bit of rippling in the foreground, but almost like a mirror. I just, you know, put everything down for a second, grabbed my phone and took a shot and, you know, went to edit it, and it wasn't working. It didn't feel like I felt as I was looking at the view. It just, it hadn't got the serenity. So I'd done my usual. I'd hit the auto button. It had moved all the sliders, whatever way the Apple camera likes. And I started to back off things a little bit. And, you know, my usual tweaks. And it wasn't coming together. And I realized it's because the iPhone likes color and I like color even more. And in this case, what was actually making it feel tranquil, apart from just the stillness of the canal, was the mutedness of the colors. They weren't punchy. The reality wasn't punchy colors. Reality was a little bit more pastel. And so not only did I zero out the added contrast that the auto button, sorry, the added saturation that the auto button had put in, but I pulled back even further because the Apple camera itself quite likes color too. And so I backed off into negative saturation. I rarely go into negative saturation. I didn't go very far. I rarely go. Unless I'm going all the way to monochrome, I tend to go either minus infinity or zero or more. So I backed it off a little and it looked a little better. So backed it off a little more. I ended up not backing it off that far because it wasn't a monochrome scene. There was still color there. It was just muted color. And lo and behold, it turned into, frankly, a nice keeper. So what I nearly threw away because it just wasn't working, because I remembered I could slide the slider the other way, I was able to turn a near reject into a keeper I'm really very fond of. Now, having had that realization, I thought, oh, wow, this might be a show topic. That usually happens when something occurs to me when I'm working on photographs. But then I started to think, hang on a second. I mean, I've just consciously realized how much I have fallen into the trap of always making the same edit and how much I would benefit from remembering that while I might mostly or usually edit a certain way and that usually I like the result, that doesn't mean I have to. It doesn't mean I should always do it, and it doesn't mean I should do it unthinkingly. And actually, I'd probably benefit a lot from just pausing for a second, just to think, hang on a second, should I do the opposite? Because it does actually work. And then I started, so that was a conscious realization of it. And I started to think back to some of my favorite shots from recent years. And a lot of them kind of stand out in my mind because they're not like all the others. They're shots where I felt I was expanding my horizons a bit. And what is it about them that made them stand out and made them memorable? Oh, it's because I slid the sliders the other way. I just didn't think about it. So scrolling back through my glass profile, three shots really stood out to me. First thing I notice is that thing I just did by turning down instead of up the colour that surprised me so much. Wasn't the first time I've done that. Actually, probably one of my very best shots from last year, from 2025, the one that I thought was good enough to use as the cover of the custom notebooks I had printed for friends and family and myself, I was one where I turned down the colour. Again, linked in the show notes at les-talk.ie. But basically, it had been raining, it had finally stopped, so I went out to get some air, and as I was walking through the modern part of the Maynooth University campus, the sky just, it was dramatic. That's the only word for it. There was so much happening up there, this bubbling, broiling, brooding mass. The sky felt very solid. And I just had to capture it. And it was over these beautiful modern buildings. And so I snapped the picture and it didn't have the feel. I wasn't quite getting it. And it was because the colours were too strong. They were overpowering. They were competing with that amazing sky. And oftentimes colours will enhance an amazing sky, but in this case it just wasn't. And so I backed off the vibrancy. Not the saturation this time, the vibrancy. And it took... It didn't remove the colour from existing, so it doesn't look monochrome, because that wasn't what I was going for. But the colour is less shouty. Less in your face. And it worked. It balanced the shot out so that the important stuff caught your eye and that the colour wasn't in any way distracting. It was there doing its job without shouting at you or without distracting you by its absence. It just worked. And like I said, I ended up printing a bunch of them out as the cover of some notebooks I made. And that was me sliding the slider the other way. Huh. I've also intentionally slid the highlights slider the other way. I'm normally obsessed with retaining highlight detail. I don't seem to mind stamping out the shadows, but I always seem to want to protect those highlights. Oh no, there's texture in those clouds. I'm not going to lose that. Oh no, don't let that highlight texture go away. And so I'm always taking that highlights slider and pulling it back a little so that the detail isn't lost, it isn't blown out. But when I did my challenge for shooting in monochrome in 2024, a lot of the shots I really like because they're kind of noir, really push up those shadows, completely stomp out the shadows. Like I say, I don't mind stomping out the shadows for some reason, but I don't like losing the highlights. But one of them was different. One of the shots, again, linked in the show notes, lesashtalk.ie, one of the shots did literally the very opposite. It's a shot taken in mist, so it was a foggy day. One of those days where you're not quite sure, is it low cloud or dense fog or what is it? But whatever it was, what caught my eye again on a morning when I was doing the shopping was that the spire for the church in the college basically was vanishing into the mist. It was disappearing off into the depths of the mist or the low cloud or whatever it was. And when I shot the shot, the colour was utterly distracting for a start. This is a monochrome. This is absolutely a monochrome. And so I converted to monochrome and it was okay. But it wasn't having that effect I wanted. Didn't capture the feel of it. And I did something which I almost never do. I took that highlight slider and I brightened the highlights. I made the highlights even more highlighty, which means reducing whatever little bit of texture there might have been in that sky. I didn't push it all the way to white. It's still a monochromey looking shot. It would look really weird if the sky was white. I mean, the buildings below should be white. The sky was grey, and so it still looks grey in the shot. But by pushing up the highlights, which I almost never do, the mist feels mistier. It there's absolutely no detail in it, but it's not blown out. It just sort of feels like the church is vanishing into it, which is what it felt like in real life. So that was me doing the opposite of what I do 99.99999% of the time. It may in fact be like one of only two or three times ever that I slid that slider in that direction. But again, it worked, and it was one of my most memorable shots of that year. So again, I need to remember the sliders go both ways. And the final one that caught my eyes from 2025, where my challenge for the year was colour as a subject. And because I like punchy colours, it's not unrelated at all. So because I like punchy colours, I have to be very pernickety about the white balance. Because otherwise, when you punch the colour, you punch it the wrong way. You drive it towards artificiality, towards fakeness. My default look that I like is natural, but more. So not fake, but natural plus. Natural with a little extra pop. And that means that getting the white balance right is vital, because otherwise when I push that vibrancy slider, it just doesn't look natural anymore. It can be beautiful, as this final example proves. Because my focus for that year was colour as the subject. And I was literally walking home from work and a blade of ornamental grass sticking out over the footpath that I probably nearly walked into while looking at my phone, because that's usually what I do on the way home. Check the RSS feeds, make sure nothing interesting has happened in the Apple News for Let's Talk Apple. And the sun was straight behind this ornamental grass seed head that was sticking out over the footpath. And I snapped the shot, and it looked nice, but it didn't have that warm summer evening feel. So I did my usual edit, you know, natural edit, give it a bit of pop of colour. It was nice, but it was natural looking. And what was kind of amazing about the scene was it was a little bit romantic. It was, the oranges felt like they needed more to capture the feel of that evening as opposed to the optical reality. And I did something I almost never do, because I actually don't mind if things are a little too blue. I kind of like the blue. So maybe, if anything, if I ever nudge the white balance away from natural, I will err towards the blue. I'll err towards just cooling it a little, because it makes greens look fresh and it makes the skies look poppy. So if I'm going to not go quite natural, I'm going to go blue. Very rarely do I go red, because then grass starts to go yellowy and it starts to feel very in my normal eyes. Except this time, because that low sun into the back of that ornamental grass with red brick house behind, it was just screaming red, warm. So I pushed the slider artificially warm. The grass is the wrong colour, but it doesn't matter. It just, the shot looks like it felt. It's not natural, but it's like it felt, and it's the complete opposite edit to what I would traditionally normally do. Again, I need to remember the sliders go both ways. So my hope in this episode is that whatever it is that you do reflexively every time without much if any thought, most of the time you're probably right because you like your way of doing things. But just, I hope I've inspired you to just take a millisecond to remember that maybe, if you'd like, each and every one of those sliders you're just reflexively moving, you could move it the other way. It might give you something that speaks to you just a little bit differently to what you would normally do. I've been your host, Bart Bouchot. You can find an essay version of this concept, this discussion, at letthattalk.ie. I hope you like very pretty new webpage I spent January building. Bear in mind, I have to go back through a lot of the back episodes and fix some of the formatting, because exporting it from WordPress, it's valid HTML, but it's not quite right on the new site. It needs tweaking, the back episodes, but their text is all there, the content is all there, it does work. It just isn't always pretty, so bear with me while I clean up the back episodes. Any back episode I haven't cleaned up, there's a little icon of a work person with a shovel to give you the I'm under construction look. If you see that, do bear with me. The text is all correct, but the formatting is a mess in some cases. Either way, this week's show notes are not a mess because they're freshly created on the new site, so letsatchtalk.ie. You will notice there are nice big buttons for supporting the show. Thank you very much to everyone who ever has supported the show. And if you're in a position to be able to do so, please do consider doing so if you're not already doing so. This show is free of ads, free of sponsors. It is 100% listener supported. It is you folks empowering me to share my thoughts, because at least some of you find them at least a little bit valuable, at least some of the time. And hey, it's only once a month. So look, thank you all. I really do appreciate it. Right. I have been your host, Bart Bouchot. You can find me at bartb.ie, which is still a legacy WordPress mess that isn't going to get cleaned up, hopefully within the next 12 months, so that it looks as good as the new Let's Talk Apple site. But hey, for now, you'll still find me at letstalk.ie. No, bartb.ie. Regardless of how much I mess up my own websites, until next time, happy snapping.